Oh no, that's Nunvov. Oh, not Nunvov. Yeah. Shal was about a yerik. The shal is yerik good or yerik is bad. Vegetables. Also like kashim. Ha betumi the karsi. This is by garlic and by leeks. Ha leek ha beshar yerki. By other type of yerokas. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is that tumi and karsi is bad. And Rashi says he doesn't like that. Rashi rather say that garlic and leek, those are good. And shar yerki are no good. Kedatanya, like we learned. Shum yerik. Shum garlic is called the yerik, is called a vegetable. Tarishin type of leek, that's chatzi yerik. That has to be like a half of a type of a vegetable. Now, nirat sinoin, if somebody sees a radish, you should know nira sam chayim. He sees something good. A sam chayim for life. Mashma radishes are good. For the more vatanya, we learned nirat sinoin, nira sam hamovis. If you see a radish, fakert, it's like you're seeing poison. More like kasha. Hova olin kan be moist. One is the leaves, the top green of the radish, that's no good. And kan vi moyes, that's the bulb, the radish itself, that's good. Yeah, Rashi, all in Rashi's caution, the leaves, that's no good, that's bad. Imoyes, yofin. Imoyes, sharshin. That's the roots, the part of the radish that we eat. Right, the kan vi moyes, achama, kan vi moyes, achishomin. Rashi, moyes, achama, in the summertime is yofin. Shemetzanen es aguf. It cools off the guf. In the winter, kashin is no good because you're cold anyway. It's no good to eat something that makes you cold. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, kol ir sheyesh bo milos umordos. In the city, there are a lot of hills that go upwards, and then you have to go downwards. It's not a flat city. The roads are not flat. The roads are very bumpy. You have to go up and down. Yishnau odem ubehemesh shebo meisim chatzi meim. The people and the animals will die half the time. Because the pressure they have to work so hard from walking up and walking down, it makes them weak. For the Gemara, Mesim Sagadaitel, the Mamish make you die. Ela Ema Maskinim. Bechatzi Mein. It makes them older when they're only half their life. In other words, it makes you older. Since you have to walk so hard to go up and go down, it's bad for the goof. Trashi Maskinim Efnei HaTeruch. There's such a tircha to walk up the hills and walk down the hills, it's no good. Omer Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yeshua. Hani Mulaisa. Mulaisa, the same thing. These are hills going up and then going down again. The Veiveri, or else the Veinarish, is as Iskanun. It made us old. For the same Svarah, since you had to walk up and down, it made us old when we're still young. Trashi Vnei Veirish of Vnei Narish, Beza Yoris, Vyesh Bein Zuluzu, Maila Sumurdus, Vahen Mulaisa. There are roads going up and then roads going down, and that's like Mulaisa. It's Iskanun, Zatrashi, Hiskinuni. It made us old. From the tirch of walking up and walking down, it makes you old. By the Tana Rabbonin, Bo l'rivo mirava b'rivuya oilam. We had before, let's say you have a city that's a circle. So chayma, even if you have mamash a chayma going around the city, so lachar is you don't count the tchum outside the chayma, but first you put a square around the city. First you make it squared, you gain on the deal the extra corners, you make a square around the city, and then you make the tchum around it. Now, how do you make the square first? How do you put the square around the circle? Is Bola River, if you want to make a square around the city that's circled, Marva B'Ribuyolim, make it squared upon the way the world is. Or is make the north going straight across on the north side of the world. The south, west, east. There's the way the world is, east, north, south of the world, that's the way you should make the boundaries of the city. Trashi b'rebuya shaloylam, kim aforash v'yosel, sunsi. That means, noisin tzvayna litzofen oylam. You want to put the boundary on the north side of the city, do it the north way, the northern side of the world. Udroima, the south side of the city, is also l'dorim oylam, to the south side of the world. V'simnecha, now how are we supposed to know what's the north of the world and what's the south of the world? If you know astrology in the Mazalos and Shemayim is Eglo B'tzofen, the Mazal looks like Eglo, like a wagon, is on the north side. The Akroiv B'dorim, the Mazal looks like a snake, that's on Dorim. So if you know the Mazalos, you could look in Shemayim and you see that this Mazal is on the north side and this Mazal on the Dorim, the south side. Trashi, Nois Saint Svein L'Tzofen Olam Udreim L'Doron Olam. For Loibi Al Achsun Neshal Olam. Don't make your square like it should be like slanty of the world. In other words, upon the way the world is, it'll look like a diamond. Like we had this picture before in Rashi here. The left picture in Rashi. Could be the square, this ear, like you can make it squared to look like the diamond inside. But that's not the same north as the world is. like the outer square is the way the north-south of the world is. So when you go to make it squared, do it the north-south of the world, and don't make it like a diamond shape to be slanty of the world. Trashi, the Simnecho, im einoch yadeya lechavin sofim v'dorim, you don't know where the north of the world is, where the south is, eglo v'tsofim v'yakri v'dorim. Mazolus say, these are type of mazolus, stars in the Shemayim. So if you're a buck, if you are a buck in these mazalas, you'll be able to tell. You see Akrab is on the Dorim, and you'll see Eglah is upon Sofin. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Im eni yodeya l'riva b'ribuya shalolam. If you don't know how to tell which is the north side of the world, which is the south side of the world, and vice versa, also you don't know how to tell the mazalas, you can't look in Shemayim, you can't tell by the stars, so you don't know where you are, what's the north, what's the south, you don't know where to put, how to put the square around the circle, is Marbo Kimin HaTekufa. There's another way to know the north and the south of the world, that's by the Tekufa. That's the Mahalach of the sun. The way the sun rises in the morning and sets at night, the Mahalach of the sun, that's also the way you can tell where North Sofen is and where Durham is. How do you know this? Ketzad. Chama Yoitza B'yoyim Oruch V'shoykas B'yoyim Oruch. The sun always comes up on Mizrach side, and it always sets at night, it comes down on Marav. So it comes up, Chama Yoitza B'yemorach. Yemorach means the long days, that's in Tammuz. In Tammuz V'shekas B'yemorach. Who are then it comes down again at the night time in Tammuz? Is Zeo Pnei Tzofen. That's how you tell where the Tzofen side of the world is. In other words, on this time, in the summer times of the month, the sun comes out all the way on Tzofen side, Mizrach, all the way up on the Tzofen side. And we'll see the sun always travels Durham. It makes like a little turn, and then it comes down again here again on the Tzofen side, Marv. So the kids, if you know where the sun came up, where it came out, and where the sun came down on the long days of Tammuz, you know that's the Tzofen side. That's the Tzofen side of the world. Mashenke Nisin, the sun goes straight down. That's Mamish Biemtza Rikiyam. A Nisan time, the time when the days are mamish equal, half and half, then the sun travels straight down. It comes up in Mizrach, and it goes straight down to Marav. And in the short times of the year, that's in Tevis, then Fakir, then the sun comes up in Durham, and mamish goes straight across down again, Durham. That's in the short, that's in the winter. So the kids in the winter, you'll know where Durham is, and in the summer, you'll be able to tell where Tzofen is, because that's where the sun comes up, and that's where the sun goes down again. Look circumcised. Ketzad. Chama Yoitza B'yei Moruch, the long days, that's in Tammuz. V'shakas B'yei Moruch, Zeo Pnei Tzofen. That's called the Tzofen side of the world. Chama Yoitza B'yei Kotzer, in the winter, in Teves. If the Shakas B'yei Kotzer, Zeo Pnei Dorim. That's Dorim side. The sun then always comes up by Mizrach, but it's on the Dorim side of Mizrach, and it comes down again on the Dorim side of Marv. Tekufas Nisan, what about the middle of the year when the days are equal? Nisan time, or else Tekufas Tishrei, when the days are equal, then Chama Yoitza Bechatzi Mizrach, the sun comes up in the morning, mamish in the middle of Mizrach side, V'shakas Bechatzi Marav, and it sets on Marav side also Bechatzi. It goes straight across in Nisan and in Tishrei. Shenema, the Pasuk in Kehelet says, Hoylach El Dorim, the sun travels towards Dorim, V'soyvev el Tzofen. Then it comes back again to Tzofen. And the Pasuk says, Hoylach el Dorim. What does that mean? Now, Darshan, what does the Pasuk mean? Hoylach el Dorim. The sun always travels towards Dorim. That means we're saying now, when the days are long, the sun comes up on Tzofen side, north. But the Mice said, always travels towards Dorim. It's always traveling this way. So Zoy makes a little turn, and then it comes down here again. Later, by Nisan already, it went towards Dorim, just comes straight down. And in Tevis is mamish all the way by Durham, and it goes straight across on Durham side. So the kids, it starts off on Tzofen side, the long days, but it's always called traveling, it travels towards Durham. It travels towards Durham, then it comes down again towards Marav. No. We'll see. Shenema hoylech el Durham v'soyviv, el Tzofen, is hoylech el Durham v'yoyim. In the daytime, the sun goes Durham side. V'soyviv el Tzofen balaylam. When does it turn back again to come up to Tzofen side? That's at night time. His nighttime is called Loshen Soiviv. It like goes back again. We don't see the sun at nighttime. It's like Soiviv like makes a turn and goes back to where it starts up again in the morning. So the daytime is called the Holech, is traveling. We see it traveling. At nighttime it's called the Soiviv. It turns around backwards and comes up again. Is Soiviv al Tzofim. Is Balayla Soiviv. Holech al Dorim b'yoyim v'Soiviv al Tzofim Balayla. Now, Soiviv, Soiviv, Yoholech haruach. This is the end of the Pasuk. That Soiviv, Soiviv, Holech haruach means it's still turning around and around and it's going. The sun is traveling. Eilo p'nei Mizrach or p'nei Marav. This means the face of Mizrach and the face of Marav. That the sun, what does that mean? Pomim halchosan. Sometimes the sun is traveling, going. So Rashi learns malchosan means b'yoyim. In the daytime is called the sun is traveling. Pomim is havavosan. And sometimes the sun is traveling backwards. Rashi learns malchosan means at nighttime the sun comes down. So kitzur, the sun really goes from Mizrach to Marav. In the daytime it's called the Holech, like we see it coming down. And at nighttime it's called the Soiviv, it goes back again, back up again. Let's see Rashi inside now. Rashi, Chama Yoitza B'yayim Oruch, Oysa Ruach. Sha'ata Roya Shechama Yoitza B'yayim Oruch, in the long days, in the summer, when you see the sun coming up, Shal Yoyim Tkufas Tamiz, Yoitza B'tzidu Yechot V'shekas, Bo'isa Ruach Atzma B'tzidu Yachar. The same side, on the Tzofen side, that's where the sun starts to come out, and that's where the sun comes down again on the Tzofen side. Zeo Pnei Tzofen, that's Tzofen. Lefi Shechama L'Olam B'yoyim, in the daytime the sun always travels, Mi Mizrach, it starts off always on top, on Mizrach side, it always starts off on Mizrach. L'Dorim, and it's always traveling towards Dorim. The sun is always traveling towards Dorim. Malechus K'diyom Akro, like the Pasuk says, Hoylech El Dorim. The sun travels towards Dorim, towards the south side. So it always starts on the north, and when it comes down to go to the west, it always moves out a little bit towards the south, towards Dorim. V'halicha sachama b'yoyim hi. When does the travel called halicha, the sun is traveling, that's b'yoyim. Abu b'layla, at night, t'aneinu hoylech. We don't see it travel at night. El soivev michutz l'kipa. It turns around underneath the world, like underneath the kippa, we don't see it. U'v'yoyim oruch, in the long days, oimedes bekerim mizrachis svoinis. The sun starts out all the way up on top on Mizrach, on Sofen side. That's where the sun starts out. Umalechas Mizrach Dorim. It makes like a little arch. It goes a little bit towards the south side. Umariv. Vishaykas Bekeren Svenis Marovis. When it comes down again, at nighttime, it's back on the same Sofen side, the same side that started out in the morning. That's where it's at. Uvalayla at nighttime, Soiviv Pnei Tzofen, it goes all the way back on the Sofen side. Ulamachra Sayem, the next day, it's a little bit outer. So that's the way the sun travels. As the kids in the long days, if you want to know where Tzofen side is, if you look where the sun came out, and when the sun went down, that is called Tzofen side. That's how you know where Tzofen of the world is. If you look at the long days of the year, you know where Tzofen is. Right now, Rashi just says that every day it goes a little bit, the sun every day moves over a little bit. Like if it started out here all the way at the corner, the next day it comes, starts out a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Until Mamish Nisan time, it's Mamish in the middle. And then it goes straight down. Okay, so the sun is always traveling Durham. Starts out at Sofen, the sun is always traveling towards Durham side. Fight the Rashi. Well, I listen to the Mat, the Chol HaSofen Mat, Mizrach, Yesem Lael Shalemish. The Chayim B'chol Yoyim Ad Shiyaitzim Tukufas Tishrei. Till you come to Tishrei, the Yemtza HaMizrach, then it's Mamish in the middle. It's on the Mizrach, but in the middle. V'shaykas B'Yemtza Marav. Then it just travels straight down to Marav. That's why you have equal time. Still, the rest of the year, the sun is still traveling towards Durham side. When it comes up, when it comes down, it's always traveling towards the south. Until it comes in the middle of the winter, it comes Tavis time. Then it's mamash at the corner already. Bekeren Mizrachas Dromis. Then it's at the south side already. It starts off the Mizrach, but it travels straight down Dorim till it comes to Marav. Umalechas Dorim Levadi. It only travels then on the south side. V'shaykas b'kem Arovas Droinis. V'ayinu d'koma. Chama yoytze b'yoyim kotzer. V'shaykas b'yoyim kotzer zel p'nei Dorim. It's in the winter time. That's how you know where Dorim is. You see where the sun comes up. When the sun comes down, it comes down on Dorim side. So in the winter, you know where Dorim is. In the summer, you know where Tzofen is. So that's how you can tell where Tzofen and where Dorim is. And where Mizrach and Marav, that's Poshut, you always know. Because wherever the sun comes up, that side is always Mizrach. Whenever the sun goes down, that's always Marav. So the kids said, by the way the sun travels throughout the year, you're able to tell upon this world where is north and where is south. Fatid Rashi Pnei Mizrach Umariv Pom Malchus means, Rashi learns B'yoim, that means B'yomim Ha'aruchim Pom, it goes, and Pom Misavosim, when do we say the sun comes back, that's Balayla B'yomei Tchufas Tevis. So Rashi learns that when the Gemara says, the last part of the Pasuk is Hoylich, Soyveb Hoylich Ha'ruach, that means Elo Pnei Mizrach or Pnei Mariv, that means Pomim Mahalchosin or Pomim Misivoson. Rashi learns it means that daytime is traveling and at nighttime it's going back underneath. The Mitzvah doesn't work that pshat. The Mitzvah learns Mahalechis means a lushim when the sun in travels by the beginning. That's in the long in the summer in Tammuz when the sun makes a turn. He learns that's called Hiluch when the sun's root. It starts out at Sofen, and throughout the day comes down towards Durham, then comes down again. That's called Lashon Hiluch. A Lashon Seidev, he learns, is when the sun travels straight down. And it's not Nisan. When the sun goes straight down, that's called Seidev. That's what he learns, Pshat. His Pavim is Avosan, Pavim Mahachosan means different times of the year. Sometimes the sun root is like a curve, and sometimes the sun root is straight down. Okay. So that's how you know how the world is, the north and the south side of the world. Omer Rav Misharshia, Lesnaya Lahani Kloli. He doesn't like these klolim. The Tanya we learned like this. Lo Yotza Chama Me Oila Me Kerim Mizrachis Svenis. He learned the sun never came out on the top on the north side. It never started out on the north side. Vishakas Be Kerim Arabit Svenis. And it never came down with Shakas on the north side of Marv. That's never the way the root of the sun is. For Lo Yotza Chama Me Kerim Mizrachis Svenis. And the sun never came up all the way on Durham's side. Vishoykas bekerem arovas dremis. And came down on Durham's side. Hey, so according to our Mishashi, the sun always travels straight down. Mamish in the middle of Pnei Mizrach, the sun always comes straight down to Pnei Marav. That's the way he learns. Trashi lesnai lani klali, klali, the Armin and Liel, chama yaitse b'yemorach, oi betchila sayayim, oi betchila salayla, he doesn't hold like this. To get the coins from Mishashia, you won't be able to tell from the sun where north is and where south is, because according to him, the sun always travels straight down. Omar Shmuel, ain't kufas nisin noifeles ella biarbo revi hayoin. When does kufas nisin really we're going? This man the Yom holds that nisin is the bria salem. That's when the world was first created. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first put the planets into orbit. That was on Leo revi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into orbit. Is that's when Nisan was. Is ain't Kufas Nisan Nefelis. Now the next year, right, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first put the Tkufa in orbit, it was Leil Revi. It was at the beginning of the night. Now the next year, when is it going to come again that the Tkufa is going to start over again? When will Nisan start over again? It comes out that it's the difference between one year and another year, a days by the Chama is 365 days. And a quarter of 6 hours. Now, if you make that by seven, it comes out to be 52 weeks. So you have 52 weeks. That will be exactly again the next year. The Tkufas Nisan should also come out on a Wednesday, but it's exactly 52 weeks plus a day and a quarter. A day and a quarter. A day and a quarter. That's how much the difference between this, if you divide 365 by 7, you get 52 weeks, it's plus an extra day and a quarter. So the kids, the next year, Nisan, when is it going to come out? It's going to come out a day later, because it's 52 weeks, so if today was Wednesday night, it was Tuesday night, the next year it's going to be Wednesday night, and it's going to be a quarter of a day later. A quarter of a day later means it'll be 6 hours later. So 6 hours later, it's saying, Ein tkufas nisan nefeles elam, b'yabor revi hayom. It always comes out, it has to be like one of the quarters of the day. Like take the day and divide them into quarters. In other words, you have either chatzais at night or chatzais in the daytime, and then either 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when the tkufa would always come out. Because it's always a day later and one quarter more. So one quarter always comes out, you divide the day into quarters, it always comes out the day later, and a quarter later than the year before. So it's always by the quarters of the day, that's when Tkufa Nisan will come out. Is Oy B'Tchilas Hayom, means either the beginning of the day, Oy B'Tchilas Halayla, or else the beginning of the night, Oy B'Chatzi Hayom, or else Chatzais of the day, Oy B'Chatzi Halayla, Arels bechatzia laila. That's when Tkufas Nisan will come out every year. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Lefi, the second big line. Rashi Lefi Shamoiras Nitlo Betchilas Le'arivi B'Shabbos Uba'Chodesh Nisan. We're going at the Man Diyama. The world was created in Nisan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Moiras into the Rikia. It was the beginning Tuesday night. V'Yamoi Sachama Shin Samechei Yomim. It's 365 days. V'Shei Shois and 6 hours. That's the year of a sun. Choshu Voisin Kulam B'Shvius. Let's make it into 7 days. Let's make it into weeks. V'Yishu B'Yodcha Yoim Urevi. You're missing a day and a quarter of a day. There are 52 weeks in the year plus another day and a quarter. Nimtzus. Tkufas Nisim Shana Bo, the second year of the Bria Soilam, you know when Tkufas Nisim will come out? It's going to be a day later, plus another quarter of a day. It'll come out Shana Bo, Bechati Laila, in the middle of the night. Since the first year, Bechati Leil Chamishi, his Wednesday night, Bechat Sais Laila. Since the year before, it was put up Tuesday night. At the beginning of the night, so the next year it's a day later, plus another quarter of a day. So it comes out Bechat Sais Laila. Lashona Ashlishis, on the third year, Betchilas Yom Vav, give it another full day, plus another quarter of a day, comes out at the beginning of the sixth day. Ubashona Revias, Bechatzah Yom Shabbos, Vechen Lirlam. That's the way it always travels. Good. Vechen Lirlam. Yom Ruvi, Bein Tekufa Shon, Latkufa Shon Habo. There's always a day and a quarter between one Tekufa of this year and the next year. Ulirlam Kain, it always ends at one of these quarters. Whereas the Tkufa always starts out Nisan one of the quarters of the day. Either by Chatzos or the beginning of the day. Chatzos Laila or the beginning of the night. That's how Nisan works. Right? V'yein Tkufas Tamis. Now Tkufas Tamis, the Tkufas work, a Tkufa is 91 days later and 7 hours and a half. We'll soon see the Gemara says this. One tkufa from another tkufa is 91 days later and 7.5 hours. Now 91 days is comes out to 7. That comes out to be 13 weeks. So it comes out 13 weeks later. That's very good. Again, it's the same day. If tkufas nisan started out now Tuesday night, so tkufas tamiz is going to be 13 weeks later. It'll also be Tuesday night. But there's 7.5 hours difference. It's 91 days and 7.5 hours. So it's going to come out the same day, just 7.5 hours later. That's what Tkufas Tamas will come out. V'yein Tkufas Tamas Mefeles, Elo, Oy Bi'echo Dumarta, if last year it was Bachatzois, so 7.5 hours later will be 1.5 hour, by Bi'echo Dumarta. Oy Bi'shevo Marta, or else if last year came out Bachatzois, now it'll come out 7.5. Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla, either by day or by night, that's how you get it. Whenever Tkufas Nisan come out, Tkufas Tamiz will be 7.5 hours later. Because it's exactly 13 weeks later, so the same day, just it has another 7.5 hours, it's 7.5 hours later. See Rashi? V'yein Tkufas Tamiz, Noifeles Ela Bi'acha Sumachza, Oy B'Shevo Machza, Oy B'Yoyma B'Layla. So Rashi Shekashek Tufas Nisan Noifeles Betchilas Hayoyim. Let's say Nisan started at the beginning of the day. Oysa Shotamiz B'Shivu Machza. Then Shotamiz will start 7.5 hours later, the 7.5 hour of the day. V'yoyim. U'gishat Kufas Nisan B'chatzi Ayoyim, when it started at the 6 o'clock in the day, is Shotamiz B'yechiru Machza B'layla. It's 7.5 hours later, so 6 hours later is the beginning of the night, and at 1.5 hours of the night, that's when it'll start. Because the shinu of the day is one tkufa from another tkufa is 7.5 hours later. Like we'll soon see later. That's the cheshbon. One tkufa to another tkufa is exactly 13 weeks later, just plus 7.5 hours. So whenever Nisan started, Tammuz starts 7.5 hours later. Fighter, tomorrow. V'yein tkufas tishrei noifeles oy b'sholish shois oy b'tisha shois. The same thing, because it's 7.5 hours after the one before. So if the one before started either at 1.5 or else at 7.5, so if you have 7.5 more hours later, it's either b'sholish shois or else b'tisha shois. Hey, so if tkufas tamiz was at 1.5, so then the next one will be at 9. And if the one before was at if the one before was at Shevu Machzor, then the next one will come out for Sholoshoyis. Is Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. That's the Cheshbon. Again, 7.5 hours later. The ain't the Kufas Tevis, same thing now, Kufas Tevis, that's the next Kufa, that's another 13 weeks later, plus 7.5 hours. Nefeles Elom, Oy B'arbo Machzor, either 4.5, Oy B'esra Machzor, or else 10.5. Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. Either at day or at night. That's this cheshbon. It's always 7.5 hours later than the one before. Now it's mazmir. V'yein bein tkufa l'tkufa. So the kids are throughout the year, there are four different tkufas. Like four different seasons. There's the summer, there's the fall, there's the winter, and there's the spring. There's four different tkufas. Now v'yein bein tkufa l'tkufa elatishim v'yechad yoyim. There are 91 days between one tkufa and another tkufa. So that's exactly 13 weeks. V'sheva shoyis u'machta, and 7.5 hours. That's why we always have to add another 7.5 hours when the next kufa will come out. Now v'yein tkufa moishechas mechaverta elechatzisho. It only goes into a half an hour, one tkufa into another tkufa. Now Rashi says this means every hour of the day has like another mazel. There's the mazel koichov. There's mazel like the different planets we had. Shiva Kaichu Lechis, right. So every hour has another Kaichav, another simon. Come to size. If one is 7.5 hours, so it's the seventh hour, so the Tkufa before was the first half an hour of Kaichav. The next half an hour is the next Kufa. Come to size, both the Kufas share a half an hour in the same Kaichav, in the same mazel. That's what it means. Since it one ends 7.5, and the next one starts right then, so from 7 to 8 is like one koichav. Either it's, let's see Rashi, Shimish Rashi, Usidim Meluchim, Mishamish Koichav Yachav Levona, on the fifth line from the bottom here. The way it starts off is, Echav Shabbos Mishamish Koichav, that's the first one, Vyachav Levona, Vyachav Shapsai, Vyachav Tzedek, then Madim, then Chama, then Noiga. Hare Zayin Shoyis. These are the 7 hours. V'chayzim Chalila. It always travels over and over again. Nimtza Shori Shoyna Liyayim Echad B'Shabbos Chama. V'yachrev Noiga. So the kids are, when one tkuf ends, since it ends at 7.5 hours, let's say it's the Milat Tzedek. And the next tkuf starts that half an hour on. So they both share one mazel. So for half an hour, they're both in the same mazel, because they're both in the same hour of the day. That's this lashon of V'ein tkufa moshechus mechaverta elechatzisho, that they both split the same mazel for half an hour. V'yom ha-shmuel, ein lecho tkufas nisin shenefelas b'tzedik. If it ever came out that tkufas nisin would come out on the hour of the day of the mazel tzedek, you should know it's so strong that she'ein ha-mashaveras esilonis. There'd be such a strong wind because of that, and a mamash break all the trees. The ain lacho tkufas tevis, it never came out the tkufa of the winter. Shenefelas b'tzedik, so will start at the beginning of the hour of tzedik. She'ena miyaveshes es azroyim, will be so hot then that it'll dry up all the zroyim, everything that's growing on the ground. For who the yisialid levona, and this is only true if the levona of that chodesh was nisialid with their first sword levona, oy b'levona, either in the hour of levona in the mazel of levona, oy b'tzedik, or else in the hour of tzedik. At the beginning of Teves came out that they saw the Levona in either the Mazel of Levona or else the Mazel of Tzedek, then when the Tkufa comes out in the Mazel of Tzedek, then it'll be Mamish very hot, and it'll be Miav Sheves, it'll dry up all the Zroyim. Rashi Banam Rashi Banam Minu Dis Yalid, Moilad Levona Shonisin, Oy Shal Teves, Bishas Levona, Oy Bishas Tzedek. When they first saw the Levona, it was one of these Mazolas. Like we said, the day travels, there are 7 mazolas that keeps on going over and over again. So if they first saw the Levona in the mazel of either Levona or Tzedek, then it'll come out that the Tkufas will come out, in the Tkufas of Tevis will come out in Tzedek, that it'll mamish be such a heat wave in the world that'll dry up all the Zeroyim. Tana Rabbonin, Har Marbo Esair. Let's say you have an ear that's a circle. The city itself is a circle. So he said before, we give a lot of coolness to it. that first they have a picture in Rashi here. Yeah, first the city mamash is a small circle in the middle. So the first thing we do is we put a square around the circle. That's before we start. That's called the tchum. That's called the boundary of the city itself. And then we give a tchum Shabbos 2,000 namis all around it. That's a big kula. Now, Tana Rabbonin, har maboes ir, drashi agula. If you had a round city, but now you want to put a square around it, is oisa kimin tavlam rubas. You make it like a board that's squared. So that's one thing. V'choizu marboes atchumin. And then you put a tchum around it, you make the tchum squared. You put a square 2,000 by 2,000 all around it. The oisa oison kimin tavlam rubas. Now you make the tchumim also like a tavla, like a board that's squared. Okay, shumaydid. When you make the medida now, lo yimdod meyemtsa keren. You don't start counting from mamish the middle of the keren. Like here, let's say this picture of Rashi. You have the middle circle. That's the city itself. Now, if you want to go slanty diagonal wise, you don't start counting the tchum Shabbos from the city itself, but first you gain the actual square we put around the city. We first start counting the tchum from the square, from the corner there. We don't start counting from the circle at the corner, but we start counting by the corner of the square. So you gain, so far this is called, you gain 400 amos. We'll soon see how. What's the lashon here? Is lo yimdod miyemtsa keren? You don't start counting from the middle of the square